Bloomsbury presents Sweat, A History of Exercise by Bill Hayes, read by the author. The immortal gods have made it so. To achieve excellence, we first must sweat. Hesiod, from Works and Days, circa 700 BC. Plunge. My body has no idea what is about to happen. No idea. I take off my shirt and shorts, my shoes. I sit. I'm ready, but still, I wait. I'm preparing myself, or think I am, but cannot. I look into the water as if for a sign. There is none. And then something urges me forward, resignation or impatience, or maybe it's merely that the dock flies are biting me, and I push off. There is violence in this. The body breaking the glassy surface, crashing through it, the blasting noise in one's ears, and the feeling on one's skin, of one's skin and nerves, down to the bones. It is a sensation not unlike pain. I suppose it is pain. I think of icicles breaking. There is sharpness. I have my goggles on and see what I feel. Chaos, a watery chaos, a chaos of sensations. Murky greens and browns and blacks, and also splashes of white, like slashes of paint, through the transparency, through the vitreous of the eye of the lake. I see my arms akimbo before me, and bubbles, air bubbles. I feel like a scuba diver with no gear, and there is a flash of panic. The water is cold, 50 degrees, I'm told, and I'm almost confused by it, the not rightness of it. But in that same instant, I'm moving forward, pushing through the water, onward. I kick hard, instinctively feeling that by kicking I will get away from the cold. There is nothing else to do. Now I see my arms stretched out before me, my hands in a V, and I'm bulleting through the water, conscious that I'm moving, flying, and that the air in my lungs is running out. I see the green transparency lightening, the surface nearing. I reach my right hand forward as far as I can and my left arm back, as if pulling the string on a bow, in position to launch into freestyle as soon as I emerge. Surfacing is the opposite of plunging, but it feels the same, the huge chaos of sensations. Sensations of temperature, water, force, light. Yes, now there is light as I break through and see the shore, the boathouse, trees, and I grab for air. That's how it feels. Gasp is not the right word. It has a physical, muscular feeling to it. I grab a lungful and thrust, pull, kick, rotate, swim. I go as far as 4 or 5 breaths will take me, as far as I can go without thinking of anything else, then turn around. Climbing onto the dock, my skin and muscles are taut, oxygenated. Later, a friend asked me why I would do this. It's October, for God's sake. The lake is freezing. Because I can, I say. Someone once told me that the American composer Virgil Thompson, on turning 90, said that he was happy at last because now he no longer had to take any exercise. He lived 2 more, presumably exercise-free years. This would not be my attitude. One of my big fears about getting old is that I won't be able to get any exercise at all. That I'll be stuck in front of a TV, bedridden, not able to lift, run, take a walk. Please, shoot me first. No, wait. Throw me into a lake. I want to go out swimming when the time comes. It's in my DNA in some way, this desire for the physical. From as young as 12 or 13, I had a keen interest in the human body, which led me later in life to write books about the science of sleep, the history of human blood, and the story behind the classic 19th century text, Grey's Anatomy. For this, I spent a year studying anatomy alongside first-year med students, doing full cadaver dissection and trying to get a feel for what the original Henry Grey had done. After finishing that book, I had time on my hands and spent hours working out at a gym, running, going to yoga and spin classes. Exercise and I had a long history by this point,